The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations.
The Overseer and Cleric Tlathander. I maintain my control of the portal to you, brave guardians. But unfortunately, I grow weak. So, until I can amass more power, this will be all I can tell you about Dragalep and the Court of Crowns. If there is one thing for you to take away from this story, it's that Dragalep was meant to join the court, and his behaviors and actions are not uncommon among them. They want you to believe that their intentions are for our safety, but no, they are for self-preservation. Dogmatic thoughts control them all. If you missed the last communication I passed through the portal, it is more important than ever to go back and listen. For Dragalep is a Beligard, but he has been changed due to his punishment from the Court of Crowns. Why was he punished? Well, today, we will see the conclusion to the events he was sentenced for. What you know so far is that Dragalep was hosting a party, but it was hated by all the attendees. His lover, Antonio Licolai, had just left him, and his heart was broken. So, Dragalep was not having a good day. And thanks to Guardian Lewis Melton Jr., we were able to uncover more details of this event. I'd like to thank BattleBards for letting us use their sound effects. It's a mystical collection of sounds and can be yours by going to battlebards.com. So, let's get back to the party and see how Dragalep and his trusted muscle Veda deal with their hostile guests.
As you extend the whip, it's made of pure unicorn hair. The gold that comes off of this hair makes everybody like look at it and take a step back, for they have never seen magic like this.
It creates a lot of sparkles.
What'd you roll on getting that door open?
6.
So you struggle with the door. For some reason, you just can't seem to pop it open.
Doors are hard. Oh no, try it again.
Orcs don't have doors.
I know, we just have hallways. Right. Just walk through the passageway.
Maybe there's a curtain, but not really a door.
Let's roll intimidation again to see if they stay away as she tries to make the door open.
No, that would be a 10.
These
are just sparkles.
Yeah, wait a minute. These are just sparkles.
These are just sparkles.
They're not dangerous at all.
These are just sparkles. What are we all looking at here?
Hey, man, these are just sparkles.
It still seems to be buying us time, though.
Yes, it's great.
All right, 14?
14.
Okay, the door pops open.
Oh, man, I go through that door, and then I shut it real quick.
And you slam it behind you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I on the side with you?
Yes.
Fabulous.
Yeah, but there is no redemption.
Oh, but I'm, like, looking through the little keyhole.
All you see is an angry mob trying to get the door open as Veda struggles to keep it closed.
Oh, redemption, small. She'll hide, but what do we do, Veda?
Well,
Where's Petrie?
No. Petrie's bad. Petrie's terrible.
Oh.
He's enchanted. Everybody's enchanted. They're like anger spells right now. We need to figure out why. And your room?
I am tired. Let's just go to my room. I'll sleep, and then they'll all be fine. Yes, that
well,
sounds
you,
good.
You have an emergency kit in your room.
I'm sure.
No, you do. I made you one.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Like, well, let's go there then. Why are we still here? Why are you wasting my time?
We need to barricade the door. While I'm holding, can you grab something that's going to block them?
So I would like... grab, like, I'd pick up a glass and lean it against the door. There.
Dragolib, you are smart. I know that you're smart. Please find me something heavy.
It's just so much more fun to be bitchy, though. Okay, fine. He grabs a table, and he's like, ugh, as he's pushing it over.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. I really do indulge you.
I want to take the table that Dragolib brought me, and I want to wedge it under the doorknob so it jams the door shut.
That's dexterity to me, because it's not just strength of putting it in, so it's got to be a dex check of some kind.
All right. Fudge. Four.
It works as perfectly as you think it could.
So, I barricade the door, but it does not look very good. It's not what I'm good at. I take you, and I run up the stairs.
You see the door behind you, and it's, like, shifting, like it's getting slammed. You go up the stairs. You enter a room that you've never seen before.
I wouldn't notice.
Well, this is different. This is not where you sleep.
This is fine. I'm just looking around. Like, is it nice?
It's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, so this is where I sleep.
As you look around the room, you see a long, elegant rug made of golden unicorn hair.
Oh.
Suits of armor made of pure gold line the walls. In the center of the room sits a beautiful high elf wearing just enough clothing to spark Dragolab's imagination.
Well, thank you, sweetie. This is such a nice surprise. You know, this whole time I thought the party had gone poorly and, I don't know, some magical thing had happened, but this was all you. Thank you. No, don't say a word. Don't say a word. Hello, young man.
No.
Hello.
He looks deep into your eyes, does not say a word.
Oh, I like it when they don't talk. So, I'm just going to call you Fred? Fred. Fred seems right. Come here, darling.
Don't touch him.
He puts his arm around you.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is love. Veda, it's okay.
No,
you can go now, sweetie.
I'm not.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there a door to this room?
There is, if you continue forward.
Oh, but we entered it. It is like a hallway that led to this other hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm worried about the people downstairs.
And you should be.
Yeah, yep. Who are you?
He's Fred.
No, he's not Fred. I didn't put it here.
Oh, this isn't you.
No.
He swirls a glass of wine in his hand. He takes a sip.
Is it red wine?
It is red wine. He goes to offer you a glass.
Don't drink that. Don't drink
that. Oh, this is not good wine. This will make you... Although I do kind of like rough trade.
Do you try to drink it?
No, I don't. I don't drink it, but I like coyly put it down. But I'm still very interested in the gorgeous half-elf.
He guides you to the couch he was sitting on, to the fainting couch he was sitting on.
Yes.
He begins to rub your back.
Classy, too. I will let myself get massaged, because that's pretty much what I would do, yeah.
Do you mind if we put this, behind another door or something?
Oh, is there another room we could move? You know, there isn't really a bed in this room.
No.
Would you care to join us? It is Fred, right?
He looks deep into your eyes, pulls you back to the fainting couch.
I guess he wants to do it here. You know, I know you're not really comfortable when you're in the room, but can you just, like, do the thing where you turn your back and pretend like you can't hear?
Dragolib, you're in danger right now. Do you understand that there's people downstairs that probably want to dismember your still moving body?
Well, we closed doors, and they're downstairs. It's not the first time we've had angry peasants at the doors.
I go up to the elf that's trying to seduce Dragolib. I don't say anything. I'm just trying to figure it out. It's going to roll a perception. Oh, that was a 13.
He looks incredibly handsome. He looks deep into your eyes.
Oh, no.
Holds a glass of wine up to you.
Then I slap it out of his hand because none of that. No, no,
he
no,
just
no.
He casually pulls his hand back, walks over to the bar, pours a fresh glass of wine.
You're not my type.
Takes a sip. Tries to hand it to Dragolab.
No, once you've hit on the help, I'm not really interested either.
Yes.
I can do better. Shall we go, sweetheart?
We shall.
Excellent.
Oh, goodness.
So as you start walking through the room, one of those golden suits of armor steps in front of the door.
I do like a soldier.
Hey, guys, where are you guys going, huh?
What? Hello?
Hello? Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're so excitable.
Oh, I'm just happy that you guys are here. Finally, the man, the myth, the legend.
Where are we exactly? I don't recognize this room.
What do you mean?
I don't recognize this room. I've been into every room in this whole entire castle, and I don't recognize this one. Who are you, and what are you doing here?
I actually don't know this answer.
You wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Don't know, man. Don't know. A suit and armor, man.
Oh, well.
Are you in that? And I just kind of like open the little flange and peek inside.
To see.
Yeah.
Is it empty in there?
It's empty.
Yeah.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, no. Hang out.
But you're just a suit of armor that talks.
Aren't we all just a suit of armor that talks, man?
Ooh, now we should
think
definitely
about that.
Leave. It's a suit of armor trying to teach philosophy, and there could be nothing more boring. Bye,
suit
of golden
armor.
Where
are you going,
man?
No, I don't think you want to leave.
All right, well, how about this suit of armor? What's your name? Do you have a name?
No.
Can I call you Goldie?
What?
Please, can I call you Goldie?
You want to call me Goldie?
Is it a large suit of armor? Like, could you put him on?
I don't want to put him on. Don't make me...
I think you should put...
No.
Please.
I don't want anyone inside me, man.
Oh, well...
Oh, definitely put him on.
I have to do
the helmet.
Orders, so...
I'm not into this, man.
Pardon me while I place your head on top of my head.
No, man.
Yes, well, here we are.
What's it like being inside me?
Well, you know... It's real...
What does it smell like in there?
It smells kind of musty.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, well, the other stuff is happening too, so now I am wearing you.
I feel like I'm more insecure than you are because you haven't asked anything about how you smell, even though you're inside me.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with my smell.
Anytime you want a review, I'm here to give it to
you.
First of all, roses. She smells like roses. This one talks an awful lot. Can't you pinch the thing close the front?
I don't even know if he's talking through his mouth or through the suit itself.
How does anyone talk, man?
Well, all right.
Crazy, right?
No, we use mouths and, like, breath comes out. It's not very complicated.
Suddenly, you feel, Dragaleb, this cloth wrap around your body. It wraps it tighter and tighter and pulls you to the ground. You look at it, and it's the rug you were just standing on.
No.
Oh. You're comfy. I like you.
Is that the rug?
The rug talking?
It is.
Oh my god, we're in Beauty and the Beast's castles, but it's bad.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
This is not fun. This is actually rather creepy. Weren't we just standing on you?
Yeah, you were. Now it's like a hug.
Oh. I'm not a hugger, really. I'm more of like, you know, like when you do the little kiss on this cheek and the little kiss on that cheek, I'm like that or boned out. There's really no physical interaction in the middle. This is not pleasant.
We should just take a nap, guys.
No, we need to get out of this room. We need to go to the next room. Hey.
Just drag us. Like, you put him on. So grab me and drag us all into the other room.
So I'm going to do that.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, no.
Against the rug.
Against the rug and the suit of armor.
But I'm in it! Oh,
you know, when you have to roll initiative against the help, the party's gone terribly.
13.
13 on for me as well.
Dang.
Yeah, team.
Yeah.
All right.
Boo.
So you are standing in front of the suit of armor, wearing its head. It swings at you with a great axe.
That must be very disconcerting for it.
What are you doing?
It misses completely.
Right, because she's armored now.
I'm in it.
Whoa, man, sorry. I can't control myself sometimes.
Dragaleb, you're up. You're completely surrounded by this rug.
Oh, so I'm wrapped in it, like I can't move my arms or anything? Oh, well, I'm just going to poke my rapier through it and try and just cut upwards. Oh, wow. That would be 25.
Dang.
So your rapier goes right through a chunk of the rug.
Oh, hey, man, that's not cool.
It's like they were all using rapier like it's a word.
Rapier.
It's fun to say that way. It's like foyer.
Foyer.
Just like foyer.
Reprisal.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Oh, nice. That would be 13 points of damage.
So a big hole slices in the rug, but it's a rapier, or a Wait, how are we saying it?
Rapier.
It's a rapier. So it's not able to slice, right?
That is not true. Rapiers are indeed edged.
What is okay. a rapier? Like a sickle type thing?
No, we're talking really like...
It's a foil, like when people fence.
Yeah. A rapier.
Yeah. So it is sharp on one side.
It is pointed and edged.
It's okay.
It's edged like a sword.
Yeah. All right, cool. So you're able to cut 2 feet up. So one of your legs could kick out on Excellent. Your next turn.
By the way, the reason I'm single is because I know this information.
Beta, you're up.
I don't know how suits of armor work, but I want to get out of it.
You're basically just wearing the helmet at this point. You were dragging the rest behind him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you only got the helmet on. He's actually... So imagine a headless suit of armor
is hitting
attacking
right
you
now.
With an axe, and you're wearing the helmet. Yeah. That's
Great.
Talking to you.
So I'm going to take the helmet... And I'm going to throw it down the corridor so he can't see, because that's how I think that
Smart.
Works. Right? Is that how magic works? I don't know. 21.
Okay, so you take the helmet off and you whip it down the hall.
What'd you do that for, man?
I don't trust you. You just swung at me, and your friend is strangling my friend.
Also, your random inanimate objects. It's not like really trust comes into the faction.
I think you are completely wrong, because we are definitely animated, man.
I mean, I don't trust my socks.
What?
Like, they don't really care what their opinion is.
Oh, you should definitely care about what your socks say, man. We have conversations on the reg, man.
Yeah, that's right. We talk to your socks all the time.
The helmet goes down the hallway. Dragalub, you feel the rug shimmy up your body. It completely covers your face, and you start to suffocate.
Oh.
Oh, no, no.
I'm going to show you a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes.
Well, you're making this really creepy.
So
it just did 11 damage.
Jeez. Okay, wait. I had taken 3, so I am down to 6 points of I'm injured.
You were injured.
I've been wounded. I am uncomfortable, and it has lasted more than 15 seconds.
Now, the suit of armor swings at you once again, Veda. And it misses.
Just a practice shot. A practice shot.
I don't trust you. You're just not... And I see that Dragalub is being suffocated by a rug, and I'm going to run to the rug, and I'm going to use my hands to rip him out.
As you run away, the suit of armor is going to get an attack of opportunity. So let's do that first, and then let's roll to see if you still want to run away.
Yeah.
Which I assume you do. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
that's going to hit.
Yeah.
Because what's your armor class?
14.
Yeah. That hits.
Get over here.
Oh. Plus 4, so 5 damage.
5 damage. Okay. Do it with pencil. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, here's one.
Thank you.
I'm just keeping it in my head. We'll see if that works out.
Do you want me to write it down? I got
no,
scrap paper.
I mean, I've got... Wait, how many hit points? 6?
6.
Yeah, maybe,
6
maybe you should write it down.
Here, I wrote 6.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Yeah. You know what I should do? Is just like, wait a minute.
He's like, I got 6. 9 yeah. more left.
Right. All
right. So now you're going to use strength to try to rip him out at that seam that he's already cut.
Ah! Honest to God, did you roll a 1?
Yeah.
She did.
Oh,
freaking
my lord.
No.
She trips and falls, and the rest of the rug wraps her up. So now she is stuck in the rug.
It
well.
Is really difficult to find good help.
It's a double hug. You guys are so great.
It's a double hug and a rug. I really shouldn't be helping.
No. Dragalib.
You guys ain't never had a friend like me.
Did you write all these down?
No, I'm thinking of them right now, though.
So the rug surrounds you both and does 5 damage.
Each.
Oh, well, I am very injured. How do ranger spells work? Do I have to have them prepared, or can I spontaneously cast?
Are you asking me right now?
Ain't nobody talking to you, rug.
You can just cast them.
Okay, here's what I'm going to try and do. I'm going to cast Ensnaring Strike.
Okay, on
now,
who?
Well, this is my logic here, DM, and let's see how you feel about this. Ensnaring Strike doesn't really... It doesn't really explain what ensnares something. So here's what I'm thinking. I am going to withdraw my golden lasso, and I am going to whip the suit of armor through the hole that I have cut with my rapier, and I'm going to drag it towards this awful rug.
I love it. Roll.
That
Boom.
Would be a 23.
Yeah, it yes. works perfectly. So you take out the whip, and you catch the suit of armor by its legs. You pull it forward. As it falls, it's holding its axe, and the axe slits the rest of the rug open. So now they've fallen.
Yeah, and we're going to say it's Veda's turn.
Okay, so...
Three friends are holding me now.
Oh, you're so creepy. Stop.
Well, we can soon just stand on him and wipe our feet upon him and run.
Oh,
so
yeah,
fine.
That'd be great. Let's all do that, too.
Oh, now it's really weird.
I'm into that.
Wait, is the only thing in the rug the suit of armor? That's it, and we're out?
Well, you guys are laying on the ground right now.
Okay.
But there's a clear way to get out because it's been cut to pieces.
All right, so I'm going to use my my great axe, and I'm going to hack my way through. I rolled a 13.
You are able to get out of the rug and grab Drag 11, flip him over your shoulder.
Great.
Hey, where's everyone going?
Charging the door is where I'm going.
What? Don't you guys want to hang out? I thought we were going to do feet stuff.
The rug is so creepy.
The rug would love feet, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's such a great idea.
The rug would love feet stuff.
Yeah, you would love feet stuff.
Yeah.
Question. When I hit the rug, I'm just getting out or I'm doing damage to the rug?
You've done damage to the rug.
Many, many things have done damage to the rug.
I think you're just breaking free. Okay. We can roll damage, but honestly, it doesn't really...
It doesn't matter.
No matter what, you're free.
Great. Yeah, running to the door.
But before you leave, you should grab a thread. And run with it.
Dragoleb would still have like a thread wrapped around his rapier as he's being pulled and the whole thing's coming untangled.
Yeah, but the door is no longer guarded by the suit of armor because that's on the ground.
Right.
Running, bolting towards that door. Gosh.
You do have jump, by the way, still cast
upon
you.
Oh, yes. Oh, all right. So I have Dragoleb on my shoulders and I'm going to bound like a bunny towards the door.
God, you're like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. So big. 13.
With Dragoleb in your arms, you bound for the door. You go right through it as it crashes to the ground. You look up. You see the stairwell that leads to his bedroom. Behind you, you hear an angry mob as it's starting to form.
Oh, we have to go. I'm still running. Still running up the stairs. Click, 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 click.
So you stand up and continue to run. Then... you kick the next door open, and you recognize it. This is Dragoleb's room. You look around, and you see a lot of key things that indicate where you are. First, you see, hold on, let me let the internet load.
Where's Petrie? I could really use some wine.
No, Petrie's bad. Remember, we talked about how he's evil right now. He's just under a spell or something.
Did we get the wine?
No, we didn't.
Just put me on the bed, and I'm sure everything will be fine in the morning.
I put you on the bed, and I shut the door, and I, like, barricade it. Like, I'm just shoving your dressers in front of the door.
So as you walk into the room, you look around, and you see a huge Backstreet Bards poster hanging.
Backstreet Bards.
That's fantastic. Whoever did that, you're a hero.
Music is playing, and it's from this sweet system with a huge subwoofer.
Subwoofer is actually it's a dog submerged in the bottom shelf.
So it's like the Flintstones, but with dogs. Yeah.
It's a subwoofer.
Yeah.
You see the dish that would belong to Redemption, but it is the skulls of Dragoleb's enemies.
Oh my gosh. Dragoleb.
Redemption was hungry.
Yeah, well,
they were just sitting there. It's not like they were doing anything. You get so worried over the tiniest
things. I do. It's very high stress.
Last thing you notice is that Redemption's kitty litter box is overflowing. And lots of posters of cats.
Yes.
As well as one of a tiger hanging, and it just says, just hang in there.
Oh, that ties into another episode. Well done, DM.
Well done, Guardians.
Guardians, yes.
Well done, Guardians.
I'm looking through your drawers. I'm looking through your stuff to find your emergency kit and to figure out how to lower the tower. Now, where's your emergency kit? Where did you put it?
Well, I didn't really know I had one until you told me it. So I imagine it's where you left it.
with the note and the box. There was a box I wrapped for you, and it was like a present.
I don't really read the cards. I just like, and like Dragonlab walks over to a closet, and there's just a closet filled with wrapped gifts that he's never opened.
It's so perfect.
Is it one of these?
Oh, I think so. And I'm going through these wrapped gifts, and I'm unwrapping gifts and like throwing the contents of them away. And one of them's like a really pretty magic item.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
This closet is huge. It's a walk-in closet that has every outfit you could imagine.
I think I'll change.
Well, are we
something more action-oriented? He just starts going through them. Like, it's just like, I need just like to breathe and also be able to bend at the waist. I think they'd be more appropriate for right now.
Yes, Draggy, you are gorgeous. You know what would really be so beneficial?
You hear a thump at the door.
Oh, if we lowered the tower, we should lower the tower.
Well, there's only really one way to lower the tower, darling. And you know that as Dragaleb is putting on basically a Wonder Woman costume for men. That is basically what he's having on right now. The only way to lower the tower is by
what? What you're flourishing your wrist. What do you mean exactly?
Well, I mean, I have to have some time with the special gentleman. Well, I was going to plan it for Antonio, but he has left us.
Time, like in time. What if you had time by yourself and I just. No, that's also very uncomfortable for me. I'm incredibly uncomfortable. Oh, no.
I really hope that this is the solution.
I suppose. I mean, I'm really not a mental guy. I really kind of need the person in front of me. Tell me a story. Tell me a story. Explain to me.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
Dragaleb, you remember that there is an escape hatch
thank God.
In your closet.
Oh, we can just get out through this hatch as he lifts it.
Oh, thank the gods. Okay, well, here we go. Up the hatch.
You open the hatch. You climb up a ladder. As you get to the top of it, you emerge out of the tip of the tower. You look around the region, and Canopy Square is completely ablaze.
Oh. Oh my God.
It's very pretty. But I can't imagine this is good, right? This is one of those things that are bad.
This is a terrible, terrible thing.
You're also easily 10,000. No, you're easily 1,000 feet in the air.
That seems more sensible, Patrick.
10,000, you couldn't breathe, right?
10,000, no, we could still breathe, but it'd be really tall.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're 1,000 feet in the air.
Oh, no. Is there a way? We have to lower this. We have to get out. We have to protect you.
Is it not normally on fire?
No, you don't go outside very often. No,
I don't.
Your kingdom's not on fire. People live here.
I don't have like a fire kingdom where everything's on fire and I just rule fire.
No, that was that dream you had. Do you remember that dream you had?
I'm just saying that it does make sense.
Smash cut to that dream.
Smash cut to that dream. What is the dream about?
It's him drinking fire, him bathing in fire, yeah. Him cutting up a steak of fire.
Yeah,
and
redemption
eating.
Is like a flame cat.
Yeah, everything's on fire. He washes his face with fire, and to keep warm, he warms his hand by the water.
Yeah, so it's just normal stuff.
I love that dream.
That's all I got.
That's a wonderful dream. This is not normally how it is. It's not normally fire.
No, it's not normally fire. People want you dead.
That's awful.
I know. Oh, thank goodness.
I'm really the most lovely person anyone's ever met. Why would they want me dead?
Well, because you kill a lot of people.
Oh yes.
But
they deserve it, or are lesser, or something. Really, does it matter? Anyways, well, let's just get down. Tower, lower.
The tower begins to shrink.
Wait, hold on, rewind. You said in order to lower the tower, we had to do it. And then you just clapped your hands, and then the tower just lowers itself?
Oh,
are you kidding
sweetie,
me?
That's the line I use on everybody.
What? She's so upset right now.
I could have done it any time, but look, if you don't time these things out for when they're dramatic, what's the point in doing them?
So the tower is getting smaller and smaller. With each foot, you're getting closer to the ground. You see that there's an army developed right outside of your gates.
Oh, good. The army's here.
No, no, no. It's not the right army. The colors don't match.
What do you mean there's an army? There's a army. Why would it be the wrong army? Did they dress poorly?
They dress different. Different emblems, different shields. There's so much you have to learn. And when I say there's so much you have to learn, I like hand him this package that's very crudely wrapped. So I didn't unwrap it when I was going into that because I knew that everybody else's gifts were so lavish and so like well wrapped. Mine was essentially a paper bag with twine around it.
Did the Paul give me something?
No, I gave this to you.
Oh, so the Paul gave me something.
Well.
But it's lovely. Yes. No, it's lovely. It's of your people. It's you know, tied into like your background and therefore it's ethnic and interesting.
Well, you don't say ethnic to a half orc. It's not okay. It's
oh,
fine.
I'm sorry. It is. Should I grunt?
I love you.
The tower has shrunk to its smallest size. You look into the army and you see Antolio's father, Branton.
I've never liked him.
Dragolab! Come down here and face me now!
Is he talking to me?
Yes, he's talking to you, but not... I'm gonna go up.
Go away!
Go! Get down here!
No.
What is your concern, angry shouting one?
I want his head now.
Well, he's using it right now.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
What?
Oh, I see what you meant. No, it's not a you know. He wants to murder you.
I mean, he's kind of like a dad, but I can do that.
I'm not kind of a dad. I am a dad. Get down here now, Dragolab.
Do I have anywhere else to go?
Who are you asking that question to?
I'm asking the DM, like, do I have anywhere else to go?
Well, like, you could try to run. Like, you could go to the other side of the tower and make a break for it.
No, I will just open my tower doors, step out, and walk towards him. Arrogantly, because that's what I would do.
And I'm right behind you because I know that you're doing a dumb thing.
You are outside of your lands, old man. These belong to me.
Nothing belongs to you. I own everything now.
Technically, it belongs to my father. I suppose that's true. But you and your ugly, ugly men need to leave immediately.
Number one, some of these guys are okay looking. That's number one.
We're definitely okay looking.
Number two, your father is no more.
What does that mean? Oh, he's dead.
He is dead.
Oh, well, then I'm king then. Oh, well, get away. Go away, everyone.
Leave. He turns around and faces the army.
Well.
Everyone starts laughing with him.
Oh, I guess that one is rather attractive. Anyways,
thank you.
You have to leave now. Get away.
He starts pushing him. He starts like,
shoo away. Yep.
Yes. Pushing my horse.
Dragolab, you have no clue what you've just gotten yourself into.
I do, and I start raging again. Because I can tell that like shit's about to happen. I feel this surge go through my body, and I take my great axe, and I try to strike the king.
Hold on. He's not a king.
Or the guy.
Branton. There is no king right now.
Okay.
That's the thing, is because
do they
the Dungeon
have an official
Rats,
title?
It would be, he's a member of the Court of Crowns.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a title for those
there
people?
There should be.
Yeah.
What would it be? Councilman?
Councilman seems most reasonable, yeah.
So he's a councilman.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I say, I do. I know what's happening. And I feel this surge of rage go through my body. And I attempt to strike the councilman with my great axe. I rolled a 22.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to hit.
Oh, finally, right, guys?
Yep. And you get an extra +2 to damage.
Oh, my God. I had so much damage. I rolled a 12 plus 8.
Damn.
So it's 20?
Plus 2.
So 22 damage.
Damn.
You kill him.
Oh!
Boom! I love him. Just kidding. So I grab my axe and I leap straight over Dragolab.
You stupid hork.
I push his horse's head down so I can get leverage on top of it. And I swing straight through the top of his head and go through his neck.
And Branton dies.
Get out. Go. Run.
No, it's done now. He's dead, and we're fine, right?
Don't look at me. I'm dead, bro.
I will just take his horse, then.
I shove the corpse of Branton off of the horse, and I put Dragolab on top of this white steed.
And you stand your ground.
Yeah.
So you're not on the horse anymore.
Nope.
So you slap the butt of the horse. The horse takes off with the Dragolab.
But we must go.
End of episode.
Ooh.
Oh, excellent.
Well, thank you for coming by my office.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I love this place. It's so big and dark.
Oh, really? No one ever compliments it.
Oh, yeah. I love the no windows. I hate the sun. I hate the lights.
You and me both.
Oh, you hate the sun too?
I've never actually seen it. And never I hate what I don't understand.
Oh, man. You are a blessed man. Never seen the sun.
Yeah, hey. Being a dungeon master has its perks.
Oh, I tell you, I wish that was my life. Hey, I just want to get one thing out of here. Thanks again for wearing that blindfold, okay?
Oh, hey, I understand. Some people don't like being looked at.
I hate being looked at. I don't even want to talk about eyes.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you're here because Trent Milam sent you.
Mm, yeah, I know Trent, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of our brave guardians who's going to keep the Endless Dungeon safe and secure for everybody else.
Oh, man, Trent's a great guy. We used to play stickball back in the day.
Yeah? Oh. Stickball?
Stickball, yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, yeah, you get a ball and you try to hit a stick with it.
You hit the stick with the ball?
Yeah, you throw the ball as hard as you can at the stick.
Do you play this outside?
Oh, no, you can't play it outside. Oh, no, never play outside. Too many people can see you. Too many people can see you if you go outside.
So let me ask you,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about driving a juggernaut and smashing the criminals of Naporia?
Oh, man, I love that so much. That sounds like, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I used to drive a Zamboni.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of like a juggernaut when you think about
it. Yeah, it's like an ice juggernaut.
Yeah, yeah. But, oh, wait. What if those people are looking at me?
You gotta keep driving.
No, I couldn't keep driving if they're looking at me.
But you're gonna stop?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop. What am I supposed to do? They're looking at me. I gotta look away.
Wait, but then you're not gonna smash them.
No, I can't smash people when they're looking at me. It doesn't... Hey, I'm over here. Oh, you keep talking into the corner over there, but I'm over here.
Oh, nope, nope.
No, that's
this
not
is
me.
A filing cabinet.
Yeah, that's a filing cabinet. Yeah, I'm over here. Just follow my voice. Okay, yeah. I don't like when people look at me, but they need to at least face the right direction that I'm looking at, you know?
How do you drive if you've got to stop every time someone looks at you?
Oh, that's why I don't drive much. Whenever I was on the Zamboni, when I was on there, the rink was closed. No one was out there at all. So it'd just be me alone, you know, in a dark, dark stadium.
Yeah.
Dark estate, and it's ice cold, too. That's how I like it. You know what ice is the opposite of? The sun. Ice is the opposite of the sun.
Yeah, and my heart.
In your heart, yeah.
And well, it's the opposite of the sun.
Definitely the opposite of the sun. I wouldn't say it's the opposite. You wouldn't say, like, hey, give me the opposite of those ice cubes, and then all of a sudden you got, you know, opposite of ice cubes is like hot chocolate. But, like, it's not your heart. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm all for being this juggernaut. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I just think I'm a little worried that there's a big hole in our plan.
No, I'm going to smash them.
But what if they figure out that if they look at you, you just stop driving?
What? What are you talking? No one would figure that out. I'm just going to smash them and smash. Oh, I'm not going to smash them if they're looking at me. But if they're not looking at me, I'm definitely going to smash them and smash them.
But eventually, they're going to have to look at you.
Yeah, well, no. Why would they do that?
Because you're driving a big, giant juggernaut in their direction.
Oh, that sounds so scary. Having people looking at you is scary. Why don't you do that?
But the juggernaut's way scarier.
Why don't you? No, why don't you put them in the juggernaut and then have people stare at them? Yeah.
I don't think these people would mind being stared at.
That would be completely horrible to be stared at.
Mm, oh, it's not too bad.
So scary to be... Hey, fix your Fix. Fix that. It's coming off. What are you doing? Don't look at me.
Oh my God.
No.
You're so beautiful.
Oh my God.
Why don't you let people look at you? You're so pretty.
I'm gorgeous. I'm gorgeous.
All right, please, come into my office. I'm trying to multitask through this, so sorry if I am caught up in the paperwork for
a moment. No problem at all.
Well, we had a request from Allie. She wants a mirror man encounter, and I understand that you're a mirror man?
Yeah, I'm a mirror man. In case you can't tell, just by looking, if you just put down those papers and looked at me, you could definitely tell I'm a mirror man.
Well, just let me finish this thing first. A mirror man? What does a mirror man do?
A mirror man just reflects the person that's looking at him, kind of becomes that person, can deal damage that way, and really hurt people based on them hurting themselves. It's really symbolic of the human condition, if you ever think of it like that way.
The human condition?
Yeah, the human condition. Its ability to always hurt itself, no matter what.
You know, I've never hurt a day in my life. I have a perfect life.
I mean, if you just looked away from your papers over there and just take a little gander at me, I'd be able to help you out in there.
Listen, I'm a dungeon master. I can't look up from papers that easily.
Okay. I just know I'm here. What exactly am I here for, okay? What's going on here?
Well, you see, Allie thinks that you belong in the Endless Dungeon so you could stop some of the worst criminals of Naporia. So far, I'm not convinced that you're going to do anything.
Well, I could definitely do some hell. That Allie, she's a smart lady. She definitely wants calling the big guns. Big guns, what you going to get? If you just look up on your papers just in 1 second and just take a look, take the gander at me.
Fine.
Ta-da!
It's
like looking in a mirror, you get it?
Yeah.
I'm exactly you right now.
I'm exactly you right now.
No, I mean, you don't change. I'm the one who changes.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
I'm the one who changes. Do you really? I've been doing this my entire life, and you're actually the first person who thought that you became me.
I'm just looking at the man in the mirror.
Yeah, but did you think that you were a mirror man and that I was you at this point? You seemed okay with it in that time. I've never been so insulted in my entire life. It was just for that split second.
I've never been so insulted in my entire life. No. The fact that you're being, I'm me, and you're you,
yeah,
is very insulting to me.
Hold on, but, okay. But you do understand that you're not a mirror man, right?
No. Yeah, well, now I am, because I'm looking in the mirror.
Yeah, well, I'm you, and you're also you, though. You understand that?
Yeah, I'm me.
Okay.
And you're me. So okay. We're both mirror men.
Yeah, no, hold on. You're not a mirror man, though. I just want to say that you're a dungeon master, and I'm the mirror man, and I'm pretending to be a dungeon master right now. This is not two mirror men talking to each other, okay?
But if I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me...
Yeah, that's true.
Then we're both the same thing.
Yeah.
We're both mirror men and dungeon masters.
No. See, you're getting it completely. You're totally mixed. Oh, my God. How do people work with you? I just don't understand. The simplest of creatures understand and are terrified by that. You're like the guy who drowns in a pond from seeing his own reflection. You're like the guy who falls right in. You think you're the pond. That's the entire point. Like,
yeah, I once got a fish hook caught in my mouth.
Okay, hold on. That doesn't make... I don't understand you at all. It's like...
I was looking to a pond and I want to go fishing.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand what you're... I don't even understand what you're talking about at this point. If you were looking into a pond, you'd be attracted to the man that you're looking at. And maybe you want to hang out with that man. But you're saying you look into a pond and you want to hang out... You want to be the pond. You don't even see your own reflection in the pond?
So no, I just look at the pond and I become the pond.
You become a pond.
The pond is me and I'm the pond. So...
Okay, this is too confusing. I don't even understand. I can't. I'm going back to where it's safe out there. Okay, you're kind of a weirdo of a man. I don't even understand you.
Oh, so lonely now.
Heyo, Rot here, fearless leader of the Dungeon Rats. So, do you think Dragulev will get away? We know he doesn't, because we've already seen the later part of the story. You see, this is what I hate about prequels. You know how they're gonna end. What sort of hack uses prequels as a storytelling element? Anyway, The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode, edited and original music by Carlos Luna. Dragulev is played by Aram Vartian. Hey, Aram, don't forget, I'm gonna kill that pig if I'm ever on your show. And Veda is played by Serena Marie. And all those other side voices, those were by Carlos Luna. And Patrick O'Rourke, well, he's the Dungeon Master. I guess that's it for Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.